are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some of you have been patiently on the line waiting for me to take your call. Right before we do that, real quickly, what we're going to be talking about today is how moderate arsenic in the environment has been found to be linked to heart attack and stroke. We'll review the arsenics, why that could be of concern for you. Plus, a once-a-month contraceptive pill may make the market, but will anybody buy it in fear of being criticized over possible aborting a fertilized egg? We're also going to be talking about the infamous Lois Lerner, who was the official at the IRS who decided to take the Fifth, even though she already started speaking at the hearing, may not be protected by the Fifth. Lois Lerner is resigning. What does that mean for the investigation? And an injection that could reverse dwarfism. We'll review what dwarfism is and what these injections could do. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's get right to it. We got Dennis calling from Mississippi. Hey, Dennis, how you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Excellent. Thanks for calling. What's going on, buddy?
Well, as I was telling the screener, back in the early 60s when I was a kid, I fell off the monkey bars and busted my chin open. And ever since then, I've had this right side clicking jaw or TMJ thing. Sometimes it gets pretty loud. Well, about the last 2 weeks, I've had this really severe pain when it's almost like I want to keep my mouth closed all the time. I can't chew on the right side anymore. I chew on the left side. I'm really getting some severe pain here, and I take Advil all the time, try to get to sleep. But why is this happening? I mean, I haven't done anything. I didn't hit it or.
Right. No. You know, it is frustrating. You know, I have TMJ also, and it causes major migraines. And one side is worse than the other. And I think the reason why is your temporal mandibular joint, the TMJ joint, just like any other joint, it could get arthritis. So it's very interesting, and I'm proud of you for bringing up the prior injury when you were a kid, because that could have been where this all started. Now, mind you, many of us have TMJ because we're chronic gum chewers or tobacco chewers, or we developed improperly or have bad dental health or a variety of things could cause TMJs. Actually, women seem to be more affected by it than men, and there's some theories about that, but I don't want to go into that, obviously, because this is a family show. But I think it probably did have something to do with you falling on your face from the monkey bars and sustaining that blow to the jaw, because many of us, when we fall and hurt ourselves, it's not even, it's not symmetrical. And then, if you started to favor one side versus the other, or let's say you're very dominant. For me, I chew most of my food on the right. Do you kind of chew it evenly, or do you think you favor your right side?
Well, I always thought that just either side, really.
Yeah.
But now I'm pretty much doing it on the left. I don't know. I just woke up. One day I woke up and it was like this. And it's been like that for the last about 2 weeks now.
It is. And it's, yeah. So what I would probably recommend is have your dentist or oral surgeon do one of those Panorex views to look at the bone and to see, you know, some people, they're concerned about this osteonecrosis of the jaw and these, there's like these medications we use for osteoporosis. And one of the side effects could be osteonecrosis or some dying of the bone cells. I'm not saying that's what you have, but the reason why I like an oral surgeon or dentist checking you out is because what if it's not just TMJ. What if there's something else going on with the teeth and the jaw? So the Panorex looks at it all. It looks at the mandible. It looks at the maxilla. It looks at the TMJ. It looks at all of that. So get that x-ray. Then if the x-ray is normal, then what they could do is an injection in the area. They could even do an arthrocentesis where they suck out the inflammatory fluid. They'll probably start you on some physical therapy, have you maybe ice the area. Icing that area of the TMJ, like you'd ice your knee, it helps. He may set you up with like a splint. And, you know, sometimes we even do surgery. For real bad TMJ, we'll do surgery. But there are things that could be done. You got to keep in mind it's a joint. And if you hurt your knee, if you hurt your ankle, what would we do? We'd x-ray it, we'd do ice, we'd do physical therapy, possibly an injection. Same thing with the TMJ joint.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you. And in the meantime, eat soft foods. Even if you can chew on the left, do soft because you're still working that joint. And in addition, if ice feels good, you could also try to alternate some moist heat because you have muscles in the area and those muscles could be also causing you some issues. All right?
Very good. Thank you.
All right, you take care. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, it's frustrating with a lot of us, whether it's our back, whether it's our jaw, whether it's our carpal tunnel, we're pretty tough. And we usually stick it out for a long time. You know, I have a knee that I know needs surgery on. I'm worried that I may need some hip resurfacing because when I used to run, I really messed my hips up. But, you know, we tough it out. And I don't go to the doctor for my orthopedic issues. I never really went to a doctor for my TMJ. When I go and see the dentist, I don't bring it up because I can handle it. You know, you tough it out. I'd like to urge you guys maybe not to tough it out. All right. Nobody's going to think you're a hypochondriac. Nobody's going to think you're a wussy. When you start to have issues, I would say bring it up and bring it up early because otherwise you're going to wake up one day. You know, like our caller had just said, you'll wake up, Greg or Dennis, I'm sorry, you know, and all of a sudden you got an inflamed joint and you can't eat. And, you know, people will always say, you know, Dahlia, I didn't injure my back recently. I played football 30 years ago. Why now is it hurting? And I think the reason is we have some protection when we're younger. And even though you could still have pain and still injure yourself, it's like we could just go through and get through the pain and get through the issues until we're older. And that's when it really starts to kick in. Not to mention the buildup of arthritis, etc. So before it gets to be a problem, that's when you need to start checking these things out. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 24th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $13.15.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.62.79, $6.81.40 for a half ounce, or $3.40.70 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.62.79, $6.81.40, and $3.40.70.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Lois Lerner, who one of the notorious faces behind the alleged IRS scandal, has now decided to retire with a full pension package. Now, Lerner is 62 years old. From what we understand, has been a federal government employee since 1981. Fox News reported that they believe her salary was somewhere in the upper $170,000 a year range. Also received tons of thousands of dollars in bonuses over the last few years. And I don't mind bonuses. I mean, when we talk about bonuses with CEOs, et cetera, okay, you know, companies having a bonus structure, mind you, I never worked in a company whose bonus was ever more than $50, but still. So I don't mind there being bonuses. I mean, you know, those are, if you know, a bonus system helps prevent a company from needing to hire an extra person, all right, you know, they're allowed to, you know, what's the difference between them hiring another $170,000 a year worker versus bonusing $10,000? All right. It's a problem when people are getting laid off. Yeah. It's a problem when the government, is already going bankrupt, right? And we don't have enough money to feed our poor, right? To take care of our sick. So, but still, I don't usually make a big thing about, bonuses. The big issue we've had with the IRS is the targeting of conservative groups and Tea Party groups. Now, she had, tried to exempt herself and refused to testify in a congressional hearing, trying to invoke the Fifth Amendment. But she had made an opening statement defending herself. So you can't, you know, say your piece and then say, now I take the Fifth. Okay? You're supposed to take the Fifth from the beginning. Congressional staff told reporters that an internal IRS review board had concluded that Lerner was guilty of neglecting her duties and was about to propose that she should be fired. Instead, she retires. And from what I understand, pretty nice pension. Pretty nice. Now, she is still subject to subpoena, and she may return to testify in either the House Ways or Means Oversight or Oversight Committee, and the investigation could have resulted in her termination. Being 61, if she has a good benefit package, she's probably smart to take it. Unfortunately, many of us still want answers. Okay, we know unfair things are always being done in governments, okay, but would like to live in La La Land and would like to love, you know, to think that the IRS isn't targeting us, just like would like to think that the NSA is listening. I don't think that really shocked a lot of us, okay? I always felt like our cell phone calls could be listened to, that our emails were being looked at, that our Facebook posts. I never thought that anything I write would be in 100% strictest confidentiality. And maybe the reason why I always thought that is because the person you send that email to or that Facebook message to can turn around and then forward that. So I hope all of you were using some sort of caution, right, when you were posting or phone calling or messaging. Now that everything's computerized, anybody could listen anywhere. You know, it's interesting. I love Boardwalk Empire. I watch Boardwalk Empire. And, you know, you hear, you know, the mobsters kind of talk to each other on the phone. Even though they really don't talk business on the phone, they tell each other, you know, they tell each other where they are. And I'm like, can't somebody listen? Well, back in those times, the operator would just change the cable. And no, they really wouldn't be listening in. That's from what I understand. Now, there's no cables. Okay, it's all electronic. It's all digital. I still don't understand how a cell phone works, but it works. So, again, no shock there. Just like with the IRS, I'm sure there is somebody reading these, making comments, right? Dr. Dahlia's show, what the hell kind of a show is that? So I'm not surprised. But they got caught. And we can't, as the as American citizens, not do anything. We can't let them get caught and go, oh, we don't care, because it'll happen again. Okay? And we want to ensure, even though we know it's going to happen again, we want to make it very difficult for it to happen again. We don't want it so easy for the government to target us. We don't want it so easy for somebody to listen to our phone calls and look at our email messages. We want them to have to sweat it out a little bit. But don't be naive, people. All right, this stuff is still going to continue to happen. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I understand, you know, many of you are frustrated. She gets to retire with full pension. Well, you know, working for the government for 30 years, that is a decent pension she built up. Meanwhile, you and I are still working our butts off, right, to pay our taxes. And, you know, we did nothing wrong. Yeah, I mean, we should pay our taxes anyway, but it's I feel the same frustration. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Another thing that frustrates us is this hostage situation at Westgate Mall in Nairobi. An additional frustrating fact to this horrible massacre is you haven't really seen a lot of media coverage of some of the heroes, some of the armed heroes, right, that saved lives. For example, there's a former British Marine who, I believe he's an ex-soldier, so he was an open carry. He was having coffee at the Westgate Mall when it was attacked by Islamists on Saturday. So his gun was tucked into his waistband, and he helped get people out. From what we understand, he went back in the building and the mall. He went back multiple times, they believe possibly 13 times, to go in there and get people out. And he was armed. Yeah, they say here he went back in 12 times and saved 100 people. Of course, his identity is being protected, right now it's anonymous, to protect him. But he was a part of the Royal Marine who now lives in Kenya. And he went in to get people, and he was armed. And, you know, and so when you hear of these situations, and unfortunately, these horrible massacres always get politicized. And then, you know, it gets, you know, strewn all over the media. You see, this is why we can't have guns. This is why we need gun control. You know, why aren't we discussing the other side, where the citizens that did have weapons were able to save lives, maybe even neutralize the assailants? You know, we talked about the Oregon Mall shooting, where I think just a regular citizen who was a concealed carry drew his weapon, and he stopped the assailant while the assailant was reloading. The assailant saw that he had a gun on him, and then the assailant shot himself. Nobody gave this other guy credit. You know, I feel more comfortable knowing that I'm around people who are armed than knowing that I am in a gun-free zone. And unfortunately, you know, there's still hostages and multiple people still died in this situation. But you always wonder, would more people have died if it wasn't for this hero? And there could have been others who was armed and took it on themselves to help. You know, I was watching Fox News this morning, and they were interviewing somebody who owns a security company. And when I was listening to him, it sounded like he had some, you know, Israeli military experience. And his name was, I believe, Aaron Cohen. And then he did confirm, you know, when he was talking, where, you know, what they do in Israel. And, you know, he said when he teaches large corporations how to handle these attacks, etc., you know, one of the things he teaches people, because the Fox News reporter had asked, you know, what do you do in a situation like this when somebody storms in with assault rifles? Do you play dead? Because some people who lived had played dead. Because unfortunately, the militants were asking, you know, if the person was Islam or not. If so, they had to cite the prayer. If not, or cite who was Muhammad's mother. If not, they were shot dead. So some people had played dead and were able to live. So she asked the security head, you know, what do you instruct people to do? Of course, he said, if you could get out, get out. He also said it's better to be a moving target than a target standing still. He says never stand still. If you're moving, there's less of a chance. But he also said, try to neutralize the militant. Try, you know, they're taught in Israel, you know, to get their hands away from the weapon, get their hands away from the detonator. Now, of course, if you're not trained in this, don't do that. But, you know, the approach in Israel is to not, you know, run and hide, where if you are trained, stop the assailant. You have more of a chance to survive jumping the guy than not. Now, again, that's only for people who are trained. If you're not trained, by no means, you don't do that. You get the hell out, or you take cover. You know, depending on the situation, there's a variety of different things you could do. But, you know, many security, I mean, they're taught to, you know, try to go after the attacker. Again, only for trained people. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Six. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So French scientists think that they could reverse the effects of dwarfism. All right. In the next few years, researchers from the Mediterranean Center for Molecular Research injected a protein molecule into mice that had dwarfism for 3 months, and they were able to reverse the dwarfism. Now, there's hundreds of different reasons that could cause lack of bone growth or dwarfism, okay? One of the most common causes is achondroplasia. It's this genetic mutation that affects the cartilage growth. Therefore, your bones appear to fuse earlier, and they people with dwarfism, and this is just one of the causes, not all of them, end up having short arms, short legs, kind of an average size trunk, torso, a kind of a larger head compared to the body, a little bit disproportionate. Their legs may bow, some back issues, and usually they have an average height of about 4 feet, 10 inches. Okay? 4 feet roughly on average. There's kind of like the primary cause is usually genetic. A secondary cause would be like, let's say there was a lot of fluid around the brain, like hydrocephalus as a baby. And so then secondarily, they have trouble growing as a result because of the pressure on the brain. But all people with dwarfism, mentally intact. Just as if anybody else. It's just their bones didn't grow. You also have growth hormone deficiency, where the growth hormone doesn't kick in as we need pre-puberty. Pituitary gland fails, doesn't make enough growth hormone, and then these are people that end up being smaller. It's called proportionate dwarfism, where the arms and legs are a little bit more proportionate, but there's also no sexual development. Okay, sometimes a proportionate dwarfism has more of an issue in terms of reproduction than the achondroplasia. Okay, and with the achondroplasia, most of these people are born to parents of average height, but they receive a mutated copy of the gene. And then that mutated copy can later be passed down to their children. And, you know, so going back to what the French scientists have done, they were able to reverse it in mice. They said they injected the mice with the protein twice a week over a period of 3 weeks. Dr. Elvir Guzzi, a researcher at the Mediterranean Center for Molecular Research in Nice, it looks like Nice was the one that worked with the mice. Yeah. Okay, said that as 3 weeks is roughly equivalent to 15 human years for mice. So basically when the mice would have been like 15 years old, our age, they believe that a similar treatment could work on children with achondroplasia. But here's the thing, you need to do it before puberty. Once puberty sets in and the ossification centers close, you won't be able to make the bones grow after that. So they're going to conduct more tests on the mice. All right. See if then later they could start studying it in humans. But this would be used to treat kids that have dwarfism. Pretty cool stuff. They've gotten farther than I would have expected. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Looks like the FAA will lift a ban on passengers using iPads and Kindles during takeoff and landing. So starting next year, you should be able to use your iPads and your Kindles. Again, it still has to be in off, like airplane mode, right? But too many people are upset that they have to put away their electronic devices. And who knows, maybe they're thinking, you know what, they could just sit there and, you know, read and keep quiet and not ask for the cocktail cart. Remember, we don't really get to eat. We barely get to drink on these planes. It's probably in the airline's best interest to let us self-entertain. I mean, with our electronics, that is, right? So then we don't bug the flight attendants. Now, currently, they want everybody to turn off all devices. I guess the rumor has it that, you know, there's fear that it could interrupt transmission between the aircraft, air traffic control and the pilot. Most pilots say it really doesn't. You know, but, you know, to be on the safe side, I'm not going to test it. Okay, I want that pilot to have as clear a signal as he needs. So as far as I'm concerned, I will shut off my iPhone. I don't have to play Angry Birds. I'm fine. Now, we are, though, noticing that these planes are changing. One of my friends takes Virgin America. Is it Virgin Atlantic? Virgin America? Right, whenever he goes to England. And he says you could plug there's chargers in the seats. You could charge your iPhone. See, my problem is I have iPhone. So after 2 hours, battery's gone if you're using it for 2 hours straight. So, you know, look, we're changing. Okay, you know, people want televisions. People want to be able to use their toys and their gadgets. So for those of you that travel a lot, that may help. Wonder Bread is back on the shelves. Remember, Hostess announced bankruptcy back in 2012. In addition to losing our Twinkies and our other snack food, that even though it's not healthy, and as a doctor, I do not promote eating snack food, I still have to credit Hostess for getting me through a lot of breakups, getting me through the SATs, getting me through medical school. Hostess brand has been there with me through it all. That would actually be a nice commercial. You know, right? You see the kid fall down, right? Have a boo-boo. Mommy gives the kid a Twinkie, right? You know, and then, you know, kid gets, you know, bullied. You know, they get sneak into their locker and have, you know, have their Twinkie as a friend. Then you get dumped. You have a period. You know, instead of reaching for the Midol, you reach for the Twinkie. That would be a great commercial. I think it would hit home with a lot of us. Well, I guess now Wonder Bread is back. Wonder Bread was a part of the Hostess brand. I guess Flower Foods, known for producing tasty cake snacks and nature's own bread, bought Wonder Bread and most of Hostess's other bread brands. They bought it for $360 million. Now, Apollo Global Management took over the Twinkies, the Ho-Hos, and Ding Dongs for $140 million. Now, I mean, my guess is somebody snuck a box home. I mean, you know, you're going to drop $140 million on that. I'm sure you're going to take a couple boxes home. So, Flower Foods, though, says they are going to use a Twinkies recipe from a quote-unquote earlier time. Now, the only other Twinkies recipe I know of was before World War II, they would stuff Twinkies with bananas. There was a banana cream filling. And because of the rationing during World War II, they then changed it to the confectionate filling that we know of today, or kind of close to it. It was a creamier filling, but it was non-banana. So I don't know if the public would really go back to banana, but I got to tell you, we really got to get our potassium up. So if they could stick real fruit into some of these tasty cake or snacky cakes or snacky foods or whatever the hell they call them, sounds good to me. So, you know, it's all packaging and it's all... it's amazing how these companies work on your psyche. When somebody brings up Wonder Bread, now I don't remember any of the Wonder commercials, but when I think of Wonder Bread, I think soft, I think almost marshmallowy, I think happy. Now, why is that? Is it because the packaging is white? And then you have those, I think there's dots. Does the Wonder Bread have dots on it? Some colorful dots? Maybe because it takes you back to childhood with the white and the colorful dots. But there's something about Wonder Bread that no matter where you are in the bread aisle. Now, we buy, if I ever do buy Wonder, we buy the whole wheat. Wonder, right, the Wonder white bread made out of whole wheat. It still has, you know, processed stuff in it, but... you know, makes you feel kind of healthy. But you got to give them credit for the packaging. Same thing with the Twinkies. White package with blue on it. It attracts the eye. All right, guys, don't go away. We're going to be talking about arsenic in the environment leading to heart attack and stroke. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at
freeze-dryguide.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freeze-dryguide.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freeze-dryguide.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org. You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe, Washington. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive in the direst of situations. There's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Youngevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo, Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Greater Seattle.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess people that are chronically exposed to low or moderate levels of arsenic in their environment have been found to be more likely to suffer heart attack, stroke, or other cardiovascular disease. Now, previous research has linked exposure to like high levels of arsenic in drinking water with heart disease, stroke, peripheral artery disease, you know, low bad circulation, etc. Coronary plaquing and carotid plaquing, but now they're studying lower levels. Now, lower levels is more commonly found in drinking water or food, or as Dr. Oz had pointed out with the organic inorganic arsenic in the fruit juices, and they're finding that even low levels that are just naturally circulating around in our regular drinking water could possibly put us at risk. Now, they say regular exposure to more common levels of arsenic did also be related to non-fatal heart disease as well as fatal, even after they adjusted for smoking and cholesterol and obesity. So if they took into account the obesity and cholesterol and all that other stuff, they still found separately that the arsenic could put people at risk. Now, we have arsenic in a lot of things. All right. I mean, I guess what they did is they looked at 3,600 American Indian men and women living in Arizona, Oklahoma, North Dakota, and South Dakota back in 1989 and following them through 2008. The groundwater, they said, likely provided the major source of arsenic exposure in Arizona and the Dakotas. Private wells in those states often exceed the U.S. standard for arsenic in drinking water of 10 micrograms per liter. Sometimes they were as high as 50 micrograms per liter. They think the Oklahomans were exposed to arsenic in their food. Okay, rice, flour, other grains, etc. And this is being reported by drugs.com. Study participants provided urine samples so the research team could tell how much inorganic arsenic they were exposed to in their urine. Of the participants, 450 died of cardiovascular disease and almost 1,200 developed either fatal or non-fatal cardiovascular disease. All right. Now, they say the more a person was exposed to arsenic, the higher their risk of death. They said one quarter of patients who showed the highest level of the arsenic had about a 50% increased risk of death by heart attack or stroke compared to those with lower levels. Now, some of you are thinking, wait a second, Dahlia, so many people have heart disease. Are you now telling me it's the arsenic? No, okay, because again, the study did not directly link arsenic with heart disease, but they found a correlation. So if you look at a bunch of people who had heart attacks, and then you compare their urine to a non-heart attack person, there was more arsenic in their urine. So could that be an issue? Now, again, you know, whenever you look at these correlation studies, you got to be careful, okay? Because what did they not look for? Well, you know what? I am going to look for green food coloring. Okay, let's look for green food coloring. Oh, see, if you had more green food coloring, you were more at risk for heart attack. So the problem with those studies is even if there's a correlation, that still doesn't tell us that was definitely the problem. It's just noticing, wow, people that had heart attacks were more likely to have more arsenic in the urine. But, you know, we do see people, right, that with no rhyme or reason will drop dead from a heart attack, and it's kind of independent of their cholesterol level. So, for example, you know, my father, for example, his cholesterol was not that high. It really wasn't that bad. Yet he drops dead of a heart attack. Yet there's other family members and patients that I have whose cholesterol is way higher, 150 points higher, triglycerides in the thousands, and thank God, no heart attack. So even though obviously cholesterol is a huge culprit, smoking is a huge culprit, genetics is a huge culprit, diabetes, high blood pressure, etc., we still don't understand why some people die and some people don't. Okay? And, you know, we chalk it up to, okay, you know, wrong artery at the wrong place at the wrong time. But there may be something more to this. So, in July, the U.S. FDA did propose a threshold for arsenic levels in juices. Right? Many of us get arsenic in our juice. You got the organic and then you have the inorganic. We're trying to limit the inorganic. And for the most part, we're fine. I mean, somebody with true arsenic poisoning, we could do hemodialysis, flush them out. We could do chelation therapy. There's a variety of things we could do for that. But for the most part, we take in arsenic like it's nothing. But interesting study, and hopefully this means they'll do more work on this subject. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Once a month contraceptive pill, they believe is scientifically possible, where it acts like the morning after pill. You take the pill, it could be taken up to a month after sex. Maybe you could just take it every month, once a month, all right? But they don't think it's going to be taken too lightly on the market because of the political controversy. The authors of the paper in Journal of Family Planning and Reproductive Healthcare, which is part of the British Medical Journal Group, said they would like to see funding for research on a post-sex pill, which they anticipate would be very similar to the morning after pill. So you know how the morning after pill works. The morning after pill works where you take kind of a big dose of hormones to prevent the implantation of or the ovulation of the egg. It would interfere with the ovulation, interfere with some of the motility that the sperm could have, making the environment more hostile, and maybe stopping implantation of it. Well, if you do this a month from now, it would probably be a hormone dose that could, again, make the environment hostile to a reproductive egg. Politically, though, that will upset many of us that feel that mimics too much of an abortion. I'm a little confused on how that would work. It would have to be a very, very either heavy dose of hormones or something like RU-480 that would cause, basically a fertilized egg abortion. Okay? We call it, even if somebody miscarriages it, we call it an abortion. Okay? Abortion, in a layman's terms, we think of somebody actively and, you know, terminating their pregnancy. But let's say somebody is at the risk of miscarrying. We call it a threatened abortion. You know, somebody aborting the fetus. Either you do it spontaneously where you didn't have any control, and then we use that term miscarriage colloquially, or we say it was a therapeutic abortion where it was medically desired and carried out. My concern is, once you're pregnant, those hormones, they start to kick in. I mean, my body felt different. Okay. I knew I was pregnant a couple days after I got pregnant. Immediately the hips widened. I mean, who knew my hips could get any wider than they are? But immediately hips widened. I started to feel changes. I knew I was pregnant even before the pregnancy test. So there's a lot of hormonal changes. Given a big whopping dose of estrogen or progesterone, you know, may not cut it. But, of course, there would be a mark. I mean, for people to not have to take a birth control pill every single day, for people to just have to once a month pop a pill, I see where there would be demand. Just, that is concerning. I mean, you have an egg that would be at its, you know, or a fertilized egg at the 4-week mark. You know, true. Still kind of young, you know, for a quote unquote abortion. All right. Abortion procedures are usually done after that, but, it's an interesting topic. We'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. In news today, we were talking about the U.S. Army setting to ban tattoos above the neck, below the elbows and the knees. New recruits are going to have to explain to their sergeant what tattoos they have, explain what they mean. Tattoos that are racist, sexist, extremists have to be removed. Of course, current military will be grandfathered in. A lot more to talk about in this next hour, so don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men.
Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. In February of 2011, although he filled posts in the State Department for more than 2 years, Obama did not fill the post of Religious Freedom Ambassador, an official that works against religious persecution across the world. He filled it only after heavy pressure from the public and from Congress. We'd like to help you to understand how these things are affecting you and will affect you in the near future by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.